This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. military says one service member was killed, three wounded in a raid targeting Al-Qaeda in Yemen. A statement from the U.S. Central Command said 14 fighters from the local Al-Qaeda affiliate were killed in the operation. One additional service member was injured when a U.S. aircraft was destroyed following a hard landing. A military operation, occurred in Baida province. The White House is affirming President Donald Trump's executive order temporarily limiting U.S. immigration from seven countries, despite a U.S. federal court ruling seeking to stop the move. A number of refugees, green card holders, students, and workers have been detained or barred from entry into the United States since the immigration order was issued Friday. The order barred entry for 90 days to people from such trouble spots as Iran, Sudan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Libya, and Somalia. The Homeland Security Department says it will comply with judicial decisions, but stressed that it will continue to enforce all of the president's executive orders. U.S. lawmakers from both major parties are speaking out against the immigration restrictions. Democrat Chuck Schumer says he will introduce legislation to overturn the executive orders. Hundreds of demonstrators gathered Sunday near the White House at airports in New York, Washington, San Francisco, and other large cities. Large crowds of protesters gathered. Judges in four U.S. states are trying to block the presidential order from being enforced in their own localities. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump scheduled phone chats with three world leaders Sunday. Those leaders include the King of Saudi Arabia, the Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates, and the acting President of South Korea. Mr. Trump spoke Saturday with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Spokesmen in both capitals say the two leaders agreed to cooperate on efforts to defeat the Islamic State group and to work together for peace in Syria and throughout the world. French leftists went to the polls Sunday in round two of a primary election and chose Benoît Hamon to be the Socialist Party candidate in France's presidential election. Hamon, a 49-year-old former education minister, had close to 60% of the vote in early ballot counting. He easily beat Manuel Valls, a former prime minister. Hamon is believed to be lagging behind his two major opponents, François Fillon and Marine Le Pen, for the election on April 23rd. Officials in Myanmar say a legal advisor to the country's ruling National League for Democracy Party has been shot and killed outside Yangon's international airport. Ko Ni, a prominent member of Myanmar's Muslim minority, was gunned down as he was waiting for a taxi outside the airport. He had just returned to Myanmar after an overseas trip. A taxi driver was wounded in the attack. Officials say the gunman has been arrested. A Sudanese court Sunday sentenced Czech missionary Petr Jacek to 24 years in jail on three charges, including spying and inciting hatred. Jacek was arrested in 2015 and held on charges of entering the country illegally from South Sudan. The Czech Foreign Ministry calls the conviction groundless and says it will send someone to Sudan to negotiate Jacek's release. A number of soldiers and one rebel fighter were killed in eastern Ukraine Sunday when fighting broke out between Ukrainian forces and insurgents. It was the most serious clash in weeks. A Ukrainian spokesman said troops repelled the attack. The situation remains tense and troops are on alert. Romanians protested Sunday against a government plan to pardon thousands of prisoners and decriminalize certain offenses. Protesters in Bucharest's University Square worry that the pardons set back anti-corruption efforts. Premier Sorin Grindeanu has requested an emergency ordinance allowing the government to pardon prisoners to ease overcrowding. That's the latest news. If you'd like to see more, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.